Bèo dạt mây trôi trốn xa xôi, anh ơi em vẫn đợi. Bèo dạt. Hey Quỳnh, what are you singing? You have to sing it like this. Bèo dạt mây trôi trốn xa xôi, anh ơi em vẫn đợi. Bèo dạt mây trôi chim xa tang tinh tinh, cá lội ngầm một tin trong hai tin đời, ba bốn tin chờ sao chẳng thấy đâu. This is the correct way of singing traditional song. This song, the traditional Vietnamese song, grew up with me. Every night before I went to bed, mom would always sing the song to me. The rhyme, the lyrics, I know them very well. And every time I listen to this song, it gives me a ticket to travel back to my childhood. However, I cannot express my love for traditional music genres by singing it because of the constant criticism from the previous generation. In the past, during music class, my primary school teacher would always criticize us whenever we sing traditional music because it's not correct or it's not right. But the big question here is, what is the correct and the right way of singing traditional songs? Isn't music universal and it's for everyone? As a daughter of Vietnam, I believe that traditional music is a part of our culture, and I have the right to express the love from my roots. I'm heartbroken for not being able to express the love for my own cultures, and it's really, really sad. But why are we focusing on the way of singing traditional music in a certain way? Of course, there are a lot of things that should be done in a correct way, such as writing an essays or doing math. But in the case of traditional music genres, forcing people to sing it in a certain way actually causes more harm than good. When writing an essay, one must write in a correct grammar or sentence structures, or else nobody would understand you. But when it comes to expressing ideas and writing ideas, even if it's the same ideas, different people may have different way of interpreting the same idea because they have the different experience in life. Same case apply to traditional music genres. Different people may have different way of singing the same song, because especially from a different generation, because they have different experience in life. They may sing it in different tunes or rhyme, but at the end of the day, the most important thing is the message of the song still get to the listener, and that is what's important. As the representation of the youth, I believe that this kind of limitations and criticism actually hinders the process of preserving traditional music genres. Traditional music genres such as Chiao, Quan Họ, etc. originated from different parts of Vietnam, from the north to the south, from the west to the east. And since it was created by diverse ethnic groups, it reflects and highlights the diversity of people, culture, customs, and the geography of Vietnam as a whole. Not only that, traditional music is a cradle of knowledge. Through the lyrics, we can understand the lessons and the values that our previous generation wanted to teach us about life. Through the rhymes, we can feel the pain that our ancestors went through when Vietnam was colonized by China and then by the West. Our previous generation wanted to teach us appreciations of our roots, and that is what embedded in our traditional songs. As a daughter of Vietnam, it is heartbroken for me to witness the crumbling of age-old customs that we're trying to preserve, practice, and carry from generation to generation slowly fade away. But I believe we still have the chance to change. Music reflects one's stories, the author's stories or experience in life. It arouses all kinds of feelings and emotions and help the listener to feel related to the artist. But in the case of traditional songs, youngsters like us cannot relate to the stories that happened a few centuries ago. For instance, Quan Họ was created to introduce all the females and the males that are of age in the village so they can be husbands and wife. Hát Thổ Văn was made to connect gods with commoners. Village men is a sing hall to ask the woman out. Living in the 21st century, if I sing hall to my crush, he will probably run away. Living in the 21st century, we rarely see anyone who sings hall to ask someone out on a date or sing guan hall to make an excellent first impression. But we cannot make excuses because traditional music genre is not familiar to us, therefore we don't want to preserve it. There are singers, authors, rappers that are trying to change the status quo. An excellent example is the singer Wang Tuling. You must all know about her, right? She has a song named Tu Fu, and the song took inspiration from a traditional Vietnamese folktale of a very beautiful young lady who waited for her husband to come back from the war. But sadly, the story ends on a sad note. The story also took inspiration from a traditional Vietnamese belief of the four realms, Tu Fu, the sky, Tian Fu, the earth, Liet Fu, the water, Tuai Fu, the jungle, Nyak Fu. Not only that, the song also includes a traditional music genre, which is Hodong, mixed with modern-day electronic music instruments. As a 17-year-old in high school, I rarely listened to Hodong, and I believe that most of you guys sitting here don't too. But after listening to the song, I actually researched more about Hodong because I find it very unique and interesting. Imagine tens of thousands of youngsters like me picking up pieces of knowledge after listening to that song. How great would that be for the process of preserving traditional music genre, right? However, these artists are receiving backlashes from the public, especially from the previous generation. The usual argument for this is that the modern remix of the traditional music genre is not correct, or the singer didn't sing it in the right way, just like how my primary school teacher used to criticize me whenever I sang Bao Zat Mei Toi. But let's think about it. Without this young artist who combine traditional music genres with modern-day music instruments, our hope for preserving traditional music genres will soon fade away. But I believe if we know how to act, and if we act in time, we can save the status quo. Firstly, I urge the previous generations to be more open-minded in terms of this modern remix. Instead of giving harsh comments, senior artists, the previous generations, our grandparents, or even our parents, can act as advisors to this young artist. An excellent example is senior artist Thanh Lộc and young artist Sơn Tùng MTP. Instead of giving Sơn Tùng harsh comments, senior artist Thanh Lộc gives Sơn Tùng encouragement and support for his experimental work. And instead of giving Sơn Tùng biased judgment, senior artist Thanh Lộc give constructive comments on where Sơn Tùng should improve. And by helping this young artist in terms of creating modern remix, senior artists can help foster the growth of preserving traditional music genres. Secondly, youngsters should combine traditional music genres with modern day music genres. There are different steps of combining traditional music genres with modern day music genres, just like a cooking recipe. There are three steps, and everything starts with you. Step one, use. Use your own stories or experience. In the past, our ancestors create lyrics and songs based on their own experience in life, and that's make the public feel related to the song. Step two, understand. Understand your medium. Understand more about traditional music genres. Research more about it. Step three, unite. Combine traditional music genres with modern-day music genres, or traditional music genres with modern-day music instruments, and vice versa. And voila, you have your perfect mix. As a daughter of Vietnam, I urge the young and the old to take part in the process of preserving traditional music genres. As a representation of the youth, I want all of us to bring something in the past to the present to create a modern and vibrant Vietnam. Thank you.